come this weekend. Many of us will be watching the Oscars on Sunday, but a different kind of filmmaker will hit the red carpet here in Toronto tonight. The City Life Film Project gives youth from priority neighborhoods the chance to see their stories on the big screen. And tonight, three short films created through the project will premiere at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Among them is a film called Disconnection. It's a short film about a mother and daughter who flee an abusive relationship in South Korea.
Can I go see a friend tomorrow?
Sarah, it's not safe. We need to be careful.
But we're here now. We're not in Korea anymore.
You know what he's capable of.
I know it wasn't easy, what you did to get us here. But we're in Canada now. He can't touch us here. Isn't that why you brought us back?
That's an excerpt from the short film called Disconnection. Sue Chun is the movie's director. Sue's here with us now. Hello.
Hi.
Congrats on your film.
Thank you so much.
So we heard just a little bit, it's about 16 minutes, I think, your film. We heard a bit of it there. What's it about?
So the film's about the struggling relationship between a daughter and her mother as they escape an abusive life in South Korea and make their way back to Canada. As they settle in Canada, they look to different things to look for safety instead of to looking to themselves and within their own family. And I just wanted to show that relationship.
You want to show it because it's a personal story for you. It's your story in a lot of ways. Tell us your story.
Well, when my father passed away when I was 5, and it's been me and my mom for a very long time until she got remarried to a man who lives in South Korea. And when we went back to South Korea, he became very abusive in many different ways. He kind of cut us off from all types of communication. And so my mom realized that it wasn't good for us, and especially for me and my future. So we escaped and came back to Canada and settled down in the Jane Finch area, which is where we live right now.
So personal. I mean, it's a fictionalized account. There's some differences mm-hmm. than the story of your real life. But how difficult was it, or is it, for you to share this story?
To be honest, it has been very difficult for me for the past few years, and it wasn't until this project with City Life that I've become more comfortable with sharing it mm-hmm. because of the mentors and producers that I've been working with. They've just constantly been encouraging me and supporting me and just making sure my vision is translated well into a reality.
So the project, the City Life Film Project, it aims to tell some of these cities' unheard stories. You talked about it, the mentorship and getting your story out there. Well, after this number of years, why'd you want to tell it?
Well, for me personally, I've been struggling with kind of playing up an image that I felt wasn't true to myself. I've often hid my past from a lot of the people that I meet, and even a lot of my close friends don't really know the extent of my situation and my story. So I felt that I should confront my reality in order for me to be able to move forward and to do better things in the future. And I'm just hoping that this will inspire other people who are struggling with that same thing and to come out and share their stories, because Canadian stories are just, there's so many stories that haven't been heard. And yeah.
Because you confronted your past and came out, I mean, in a very public way. This is a very personal film that's showing it at TIFF. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, I'm terrified right now. I'm excited at the same time. It's the first time that I've ever made a film that's at this level of professionalism. And it's just showing it to such a big audience tonight is going to be a first-time experience. But at the same time, I'm looking forward to it.
In the film, the main actress and her mother, you could tell there's tension in their relationship.
Yes.
Is that reflective of your own personal
relationship? For sure,
yes.
Well, for me and my mom, we don't have that open relationship emotionally, as most mother and daughters do. And it's been very difficult on both of us, just because we're not comfortable with sharing how we actually feel with each other, which could be very problematic in a family situation. Mm. And over the years, after we came back to Canada, we've been working on a relationship. And it's still not perfect, but we've come a long way.
How does she feel about you making this film?
She was initially not very supportive. She didn't understand the concept of making a film, and just right now she would rather prefer me to kind of, you know, get a 9-to-5 job and, you know, settle down like that. So it's been hard for her to understand, but lately she's been a bit more supportive, so I'm very thankful for that.
Has she seen the film?
No, she hasn't.
She doesn't want to.
Not at this point, but I will show it to her when she's ready.
This film is situated here in Toronto. It really is a Toronto story. I mean, yes. What did you learn about this city in making this film?
Well, for me, the city has been a place where I have found my voice, and it's been a very supportive city with all these programs and organizations that support youth from underprivileged neighborhoods and youth that just don't get a chance otherwise. And so I've been just very grateful to the city, and yeah.
Suchan, thank you for coming in, and good luck at your premiere.
Thank you so much.
Suchan is a 25-year-old filmmaker. She's behind the short film called Disconnection. It is one of three films premiering at the TIFF Bell Lightbox tonight as part of the City Life Film Project. The project, as you mentioned there, helps talented filmmakers from Toronto's priority neighborhoods tell stories from their communities. I'm Pia Chattopadhyay. That brings us to the end of today's program. I'll be back with you tomorrow. But for now, thank you for lending us your ear here on Metro Morning.